Listen carefully.
Yes, Sergeant.
This could be dead serious.
Or perhaps the flasher unit's packed up.
Oh, or perhaps the boy just flew or never happened. Or the Montgomery's never sunk full of bombs and TNT. Sure, anything's possible. This may not even be the estuary.
Sorry, Gov.
You'll be sitting on an underwater heap of rotting, weeping, seeping ammo. And one hasty move...
Yeah, understood.
Cut the engines at 50 yards, then paddle to the boy. And I mean paddle like you were spoon-feeding a ghost, clear?
Right. And, Sarge?
What?
If anything goes wrong, I want you to have my old tankard at the bull.
Oh, don't you worry, old son. If anything goes wrong out there, me and the tanker go up with you. And with the rest of everything else between here and London town.
Blockbuster by Stephen Barley. With Brian Cox, Malcolm Hayes, Hayden Jones, and Peter Woodthorpe.
Can you make out what it is?
Yes, sir. It looks like a big plastic bag.
Can you see the flasher underneath?
Yeah, faintly. I wish I knew how the edit was put on the boy.
The night patrols reported nothing suspicious. Radar picked up nothing.
It might have been a frogman. Like when the kids put a mock bomb here on Rag Day.
Can you reach it now?
Yeah, just about.
Give it a gentle pull. But if there's the slightest resistance, I want you to stop.
Right, Gov. Here we go.
Steady. Steady. Steady.
Damned plagues.
Johnny?
Oh. Go back to sleep, dear.
Why are you up?
I'm expecting a call.
It's 6 a.m.
Precisely. It is the day, Winnie.
Oh, you'd stop this childish game.
It isn't a game. Today is demand day. Tomorrow they'll pay for everything.
You're a fool.
Oh, I used to be. Now, they'll have to beg me to take their money. Then, my dear, we'll move out of this horrid flight path, and I promise you'll never have to queue again for hours on end at Roehampton. I'll get you the best limb fitters in the world. A leg, oh, with a diamond in lieu of each toe.
Don't be disgusting.
I'll show the old lady.
You mean the Bank of England?
They'll crawl. They'll apologize, but it's too late, just as he said.
Who said?
My principal.
Who's he?
Don't know. But he's always right. And he is a gentleman.
So where's his famous punctuality? It's 6 o'clock.
Another 3 seconds to go. 2, 1, 0.
1, 2.
Aha! Carter Smith?
Are you ready, Johnny?
Would you kill me if I said no?
It would take time to find a replacement.
I was only joking.
Timetable?
Take central line, arrive at Bank Station at 10:15. Approach doorman in pink tails 10:20. Onto phone booth behind Royal Exchange Building 10:25. Call Prime Minister and Leader of the Opposition on X Directory numbers 10, 28, 10, 30, respectively.
Letters?
Written.
Car?
Booked. Detective with Geiger counter reporting in the morning.
Suitcase?
Just as you said. It'll take £900,000 precisely in 450 extra large bundles allowing for used 20s. If they're willing to pack them in this way, that is.
Make them, Johnny. Make them.
Yes.
You are no criminal. It's your due. Your bank.
Manager notified to expect £100,000 transfer from the old lady to my account. He laughed.
Suit?
It's delivered. Oh, and it's beautiful. Plum blue with pinstripes, just as you said. And I'll have the crimson hanky in the breast pocket.
Crimson? Very tasteful. Hat?
Picked it up last night, black, wide-brimmed.
Good luck, Johnny.
Yes. And you?
I'll call you tonight. For the good news. Then we may never speak again. Regards to Winnie. She'll forgive you.
Spend wisely, partner.
Some partnership.
What do you mean?
Even in your stupid daydreams, you're true to form. You find yourself a partner to share your fantasies and let him take 9/10 of your imaginary million.
It is his scheme. And it is the perfect crime. I'm only the front man.
Did you say fall guy?
There's no fall guy in this case. I only make the demand and collect the money.
And how do you hope to disappear?
I don't. I'm no criminal. My principal will always protect me. I won't need to run away. I won't need a hotel either.
Of what?
It's a hiding place. It's called a hotel in the underworld.
And that's just where you belong. Except that if you were serious about this nonsense, you'd be afraid of telling me.
Why?
Because I might tell the police.
What, that I'll demand a million? I'll tell them myself. To guard us against accidents, because we don't want London destroyed, do we?
Just a minute, sir.
Oh, I want to see Grandma.
You mean the governor of the Bank of England, sir?
I thought everybody called him Grandma in the city.
I don't, sir. You have an appointment, I presume, sir?
No, but it is a matter of life and death.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Well, perhaps you care to write him.
All right. Here are two letters. One must be delivered to Grandma without delay. The other is for the cashier's department.
Could you leave your name and address, sir, in case the governor wants to contact you urgently?
The name is Cutter Smith, and the address is on the back of the envelope. Good day to you. My name's Cutter Smith, and I have a very urgent message for the PM.
Does the Prime Minister know you, sir?
That's immaterial.
May I ask how you obtained this extra directory number?
Look, if you're trying to hold me up to trace the call, you're wasting your time, and there's no time to waste. My demand to the Bank of England must be met without delay, or else the Thames goes up in flames, you understand?
If you could be a little more specific, Mr.
I've already left my name and address at the bank and the office of the Leader of the Opposition. Now, look, both major parties will be held responsible if something goes wrong. After all, they should have done something about the Montgomery and all that ammunition when they held office. It was a crime to leave it there. Now they'll pay for it. Name's Cutter Smith, and if you want me, I'll be in the phone booth behind the Royal Exchange. But first you must get on to the Sheerness police and warn them that 42 minutes from now, the warning buoy on the Montgomery will be exploded by remote control.
Right, I get it.
The explosion will be quite harmless, purely a demo, which will be reported to the Prime Minister at once. Clear?
Right.
But for added security, river traffic should be kept away from the vicinity of the wreck.
Don't fret.
Your face is a mess.
So what else is new, Maxine?
The bastards.
You know them?
I mean, whoever did this to you? What happened?
Dispute over right of way.
With whom?
A jumbo. Has anybody rung for me?
Your boss.
You mean Commander Allerton of the Yard personally? Wow.
3 times since noon. You'll be in trouble.
Wow, wow, and wow again.
Oh, you are a fool. You're really asking for it this time.
All I'm asking for is a Bacardi.
Diluted generously with more Bacardi, of course.
And we'll start again, shall we? I've just arrived home. You flew to meet me with a kiss and said a loving hello.
Loving hello.
With a drink. Cheers.
Cheers, darling. Kiss, kiss, darling.
Mm.
More loving hellos, darling. Oh, dear, going punk, darling. A safety pin would hold the torn flesh nicely together, darling. Come on. Let me clean away the blood.
I thought the hospital had done it.
What happened?
Had a date with one of my lads, a Chinese sergeant. Got there just in time to save him from three heavies. He's in a coma, and his chances are rotten.
I thought yours was a one-man show.
Everybody thought so. He was doing an undercover job.
A Chinese?
This racket is run by the triads. They're smuggling in some Chinese dope specialists from the continent and their own brand of muscle.
You mean it's that big?
Could be the biggest crime operation ever. And the worst of it is that the lad's cover was airtight. So if the triads were tipped off, it must have come from somewhere at the top.
Oh, you don't suggest that the yard...
I do. And I've warned them, but they won't listen. They don't want to know. And I'm beginning not to care anymore.
Oh, I wish it was true.
It is. And I might just chuck the whole thing in.
Oh, goody, goody. Well, my offer still stands.
Thanks.
Seriously. I'm rich enough for the two of us.
Rich enough to keep me in the style I'm accustomed to.
A lot better than that. Oh, don't laugh.
You're crying.
I'm not. Honestly, why can't you accept it?
I'm not cut out to be a gigolo, I suppose. But then they must have started somewhere. I mean, nobody's born a gigolo. So perhaps there's hope for me.
Would you regard me a whore if you were rich and I was poor and I let you keep me?
No.
So what's the difference?
Only that I'm a male chauvinist pig. And I'll tell you a secret. I love your tears, too.
I'm not crying!
When 9 weeks, 3 days, and say... 6 hours ago, your Ferrari mounted the pavement on which I was standing. I would have sworn you were a woman to whom tears would be the acronym or a chemical formula for making some lubricant. And I'm not here.
Seaford 891573.
Superintendent Buchan, please.
Oh, he's out, I'm afraid.
I'm certain he's there. Could you call him, please?
I can take a message. Who should I say wanted him?
His widow.
His what? Widow?
All right, I'll talk to her.
Hello? I give you the deceased. Last night I would have sworn you were alive.
Hello?
Hello, my love. I must be quick before anyone comes in. There was a sudden conference for top brass. Very hush-hush. Rattray was thrown back to it from a fishing holiday with the kids. And since then, everyone's looking for you alone. You better call Allerton. Okay. Take care.
Sarah?
Yes?
Are you well?
Yes.
Take care.
Why did she call herself your widow? Did she mean police widow?
In a way.
What way?
In the last 15 years, I married her 3 times and she divorced me 2x. Now, for a change, she's decided that if we are not together, I must be dead.
Do you love her?
I love you.
But do you love her?
She gave me a choice, and I stayed in the job. It's my life, Maxine.
Even if it kills you.
Finley here.
Is Commander Allerton there?
Buchan. Commander's out. But Assistant Commissioner Rattray has asked me to tell you he wishes to see you in London immediately.
Rattray, send him in. Oh, at last. Where the hell have you been?
In hospital.
Are you all right?
Sure, but my lad might not make it.
What happened?
An ambush.
You mean...
What else? Only a few of your top brass knew his cover. It had to be a leak from here, the big house itself.
You have proof?
Not yet.
And better keep quiet about it.
It's too serious.
Haven't you had enough trouble with such loose talk before?
Listen.
You listen to me. Even if you forget that I'm your superior, remember that I'm your oldest friend. That you're my Timmy's godfather.
and that I loathe a bent cup at least as much as you do.
But you talk only about proof and evidence. That comes later. First, you must know how to smell a rat. And I do. I have a nose for it. I'm a detective.
And I'm just an admin man. Pen pusher, space filler.
I didn't mean that.
Oh, well, then forget this nonsense and report just the plain facts to the, chap who takes over from you.
From me? My case?
You are to go directly from here to the Prime Minister's office.
What's that in aid of?
Nobody... nobody knows. Some national security job?
No, you must prevent my transfer.
I can't. You've been chosen at top level.
So there's your proof.
What are you talking about? Out with it. Out, out, out.
Don't you see the pattern? It's happening again. You knew I had suspicions about corruption at the top. You call it loose talk, like now. Then I began to make some progress, and at once I was exiled from the yard and given this hopeless immigration job.
So here's your chance to make a comeback.
You don't want to see it, do you? For 8 months, I've found nothing. Now that I'm beginning to get somewhere, zoom, I'm taken off. As if once again somebody was trying to protect the triads.
Proof, Buchan, I need proof.
The underworld's in a panic. The triads are staging a complete takeover.
What? Blackmailing a few Chinese grocers and prostitutes, pushing dope and justice?
Worse. They're taking the cream off every big crime in the country. Bank jobs, art thefts, drugs, the lot. They get up to half the taking.
And the heavies are only too pleased to give it away.
They have no choice. They get their tips from bent cops, and they get protection too. Like in Hong Kong.
You seem to forget that this isn't the Orient.
And you seem to forget how many ex-Hong Kong men we now have at the top. I feel it's happening. I know. My sudden transfer is the proof.
I tried to prevent that. Believe me. But there was no way. They wanted someone very special. You.
Great.
And I'm not buttering you up. You were the number one choice, and everyone agreed. Allerton, Karen, even the commissioner from his hospital bed. I was powerless.
So what now?
You go to number 10. Right away. Good luck.
Get a lot of this, Mrs. Smith.
Cutter Smith, if you don't mind.
Oh, sorry.
Or call me Winnie, unless it's not allowed because it's fraternization with a suspect.
Well, you're not a suspect, Mrs. Cutter Smith.
Then why are you in here? And two policemen outside.
Well, I'm not sure, to be honest.
Has my husband been arrested?
I don't know.
No, it wouldn't surprise me.
Why not?
He's always been a fool. Even his mother warned me that he was a bad apple. And when we worked in Brunei and other places, he was known to everyone as what you call a real sucker. You want to unload unpleasant tasks? You ask Cutter Smith. Extra unpaid duties? Give it to Cutter Smith. Bit of a dirty job to be done, particularly for Her Majesty's government. Cutter Smith is your man. Mind you, it can't be a coincidence. You must be cut out for dirty deals and the like, or else you'd never do it, even for the government. You know what I mean?
I must warn you.
I know. It'll be taken as evidence. But I don't mind. If he's sinned, he must pay the penalty. Oh, dear. I haven't even asked if you and your colleagues would like a cup of tea.
Oh, that'd be very nice. May I help you?
Because I have a gammy leg, you don't need to treat me like a cripple, thank you.
The warning's been quite clear. Unless we pay him tomorrow, the Montgomery goes up, Mr. Buchan. Which doesn't leave us much time to cogitate, what?
And the PM takes the threat
seriously. The PM is not involved in this. Not directly. You know what I mean.
I thought I was called to Downing Street because...
Don't think, Mr. Buchan. Keep it simple. It's frightening enough as it is. Because the scheme's ingenious.
Plain blackmail. It's been done before.
Not like this. Never. How much do you know about the Montgomery?
It's that wreck you can see sticking out of the water at Sheerness, opposite the fairground.
It contains some 8,000 tons of fragmentation bombs and TNT.
But for God's sake, it's been there since the war. Why hasn't it been removed?
We'll not go into that, Mr. Buchan. It'll suffice to say that according to the consensus of expert opinion, it's safer to leave it undisturbed. because much of the stuff may be unstable anyway.
So it could be set off by some prankster, a passing tanker, anything.
Well, I...
And that's where you want me to find that bomb?
No. And we can't risk a search. If it goes up, there could be 500,000 or more fatalities.
How?
If low clouds reflect the blast and produce a blockbuster effect, it could be the biggest non-nuclear explosion ever. A chain reaction would hit Canvey Island and the Isle of Grain with those vast oil and chemical installations, not forgetting the possibility of setting the Thames on fire all the way through London.
So what am I supposed to do?
Investigate and assess the situation, keeping in mind that the bomb is timed.
You said it's under remote control.
That's the ingenuity of it. The timer is set. It needs a coded transmission to stop the timer.
Oh, beautiful.
And that's not all. Whenever the timer is stopped, it resets itself automatically. So the front man remains untouchable because the threat is perennial. We need his backer to keep sending those transmissions.
Where could they come from?
Anywhere in the straight line. The transmitter may be dangling from a fishing rod. Or a boat. You'll find some useful technical clues in this brief assessment the Admiralty prepared for me. You think it's a mental exercise. Only you are in the full picture.
And some of my superiors, of course.
Wrong. They're required to give you full backing with no questions.
They must be delighted.
And so must you be. Your record indicates the use of some, shall we say, unorthodox methods of investigation. And this could be your great opportunity to wipe your slate clean, what?
I'll need an electronics man who also knows the wreck.
Sounds as if you have someone in mind.
Sergeant Walsh. He's retired and we'll have to pay him.
All right. But you must keep the facts from him. And we want results. National security is in your hands.
I'm impressed.
Doesn't sound as if you are.
With due respect, I'm not paid to be impressed, sir. The job is to chase villains. This is just another case.
And you have the whole night for it.
You can't be serious, Mr...
Wade. Call me Colonel Wade. And I'm dead serious. In the morning, I want your advice whether we should pay up or not.
Sounds as if you were ready to pay.
This may be the most perfect crime we're ever likely to face. But the government cannot be associated with risks you take. Any mishaps will be entirely your responsibility. So handle your man with care.
Where's he?
In your new office at the yard. It's in the basement. And soundproof, I'm told.
Yes?
Tea, sir.
For two?
I'd prefer coffee.
Make a note of that, Sergeant, will you?
Yes, sir. Two teas, sir.
You see, I'm a considerate man. At least up to a point, Smithy.
The name is Cutter Smith.
I'll make sure it's written on your headstone. Because you're a meticulous man, Smithy, and I respect you for it. And quite a dresser, too. Impeccable style.
Thank you.
Your bank balance.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yes. I took the liberty to have a peep. It doesn't show how you can afford all those new clothes you've been buying.
I incurred a small debt against the 100,000 you'll pay me tomorrow.
What about the rest of the million? Any particular charity in mind?
It's for my principal.
Who's he?
I don't know.
I'll get it out of you.
You can't, because I don't know him.
But you don't know me either.
Oh, I've been warned about such empty threats.
By whom?
My principal.
How come you got mixed up in this?
He chose me.
Why? He must have known you're not a criminal.
That's right.
So he must have discovered that you're just plain rotten to the core.
I'm not.
Don't be jumpy, Smithy.
I'm not Smithy to you.
Sorry, Smithy. Have I touched a raw nerve or something?
The name is...
Cutter Smith.
Yes.
Even that may be a lie.
I'm not a liar. I can't lie.
Too stupid or too honest?
Perhaps it's stupid to be honest. But I can't lie, and my principal knew it. He knew I'd remember every word he said. He said, but you can't get out of me what I don't know. And I won't even need a hotel.
His words?
Precisely.
Yes?
Two teas, sir.
Thank you. Here, Smithy, while it's hot.
Oh, God.
Sorry, it was an accident.
It wasn't.
Poor, poor Smithy, you must have suffered.
It's not that.
What then?
You've ruined my suit.
It's only a stain to match your character.
You're trying to rattle me.
Really?
But I've been warned. He said when they take you to the big house...
Did he say when or if they take you to the yard?
He said big house and he said when.
He seems to know everything.
Yes, doesn't he? He knew how to get the Prime Minister's private number, how the bank bundles notes, how long it would take you to trace a phone call, how to blow up that boy right under your noses, and how to make you pay.
He also knew you well.
So it seems.
But you don't know him?
No.
Where did you meet?
In a motel room. Only once.
Describe him.
It was too dark.
You must have seen something. And you said you'd tell me everything you knew.
That's right. Yes. He had a toothache.
Did he complain?
He didn't need to. I saw his silhouette. His face was swollen terribly. And he had to keep it warm, wrapped in a scarf.
Good evening. Oh, dear. Do sit down, sir. Can I get you an aspirin or something?
It's all right.
Oh, I'm afraid I haven't got any of our limousines here right now, but I could...
It's not a fortnight. I'll need three.
Oh, Fleet, then, naturally. Is it for a wedding?
Let's say a big do.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I hope the tooth will soon be better by then, for I know what it's like. You can't eat or swallow.
Here, have half my sandwich.
No, thanks.
You said you were hungry.
I can't eat here, it's vertigo.
Good. Then an open chopper is the right place for our conversation. Look, open your eyes.
I can't.
Go on, faint or be sick all over Sheerness. It's just the area that would go up in flames if your principal miscalculated anything. And this you haven't heard, Walshy, right?
I hear nothing.
Got the diving gear?
Well, have I heard that?
Just.
I never thought you had a taste for a midnight dip.
Not with you, Sergeant Decrepit Walsh, but I've no choice. It's that sudden urge to see the wreck for myself.
See? Well, down there, you must be joking.
That must be mad to let you drag me out of retirement.
And I must be mad to think of an old woman like you, but I had no choice. I'm not supposed to have anybody working with me. But what you do can't be called work, can it?
Mind your hands, fool.
You're late. I'm already acquainted with the barnacles.
Now, never mind the cuts.
What then?
The eels. If you disturb one, I don't want you to jump about like a jack-in-the-box, because you never know when you kick a bomb down here.
What would you do if I told you that there was a time bomb somewhere here?
I'd take a crash course in praying.
I mean, how would you go about finding it?
Don't be daft. You can't see your own hands, can you? You'd have to search some 500 feet of the hull, palm by palm, there and back, hundreds of times. And that's only the surface. If you go inside, which we didn't do even for the government survey, you'd get completely disorientated and roller skate on floating bombs everywhere. No, no, it's not on.
Where would you enter?
Oh, the gap where the ship broke up. Somewhere around here, through one of the open hatches. Hey!
What's up? What? Walshy, are you all right?
It's cut.
What?
The wire mesh.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. I helped to fix it over the hatches myself.
Damn.
Language, Superintendent, language. Wish I'd never recommended you for promotion from PC.
Okay, okay. Cut a sample of the torn edge, will you?
Well, for the lab.
What else?
Wasted time. It's being cut, neat and straight.
Perhaps accidentally.
There's nothing here to cause such accidents. And it can be no accident that you're down here.
Keep guessing yourself out of a job.
Well, I didn't ask no questions, did I, sir?
You're too clever by half for a man who never wanted to make it beyond sergeant.
Clever, sir? Me, sir? Went out of retirement into the deep end with a madman like you, sir. I must have gone bonkers in me old age.
I knew you'd pay.
I haven't said anything.
You didn't need to.
Your principal predicted it.
That's right.
Did he also predict that I could throw the book at you? Act of terrorism, interference with shipping, the lot.
There'll never be a trial. I mean, the government couldn't afford the publicity, could they? After all, it's their fault. Why didn't they do something about the wreck long ago?
Some experts believe it's safer not to disturb it.
Suits me. For they'll be prisoners of their inaction and present impotence wrapped in their false public image, whereby the simple opportunity for this perfect crime arises.
Just as your principal said.
Correct.
And if, I mean, if we pay you tomorrow as you wanted it, how will your famous principal get his 900,000?
That's his problem. I'll put it in my car.
You haven't got one.
I've hired a rover. And I'll put my partner's share in the boot.
What if somebody stole it? You wouldn't be popular.
Oh, that's why I'll have a private detective.
To guard the loot.
And to supply detector kits in case you drop a bug among the cash or try invisible markings on the notes. You see, I have no secrets.
If we decide to pay up, how will your principal know that he must stop the bomb?
Easy. I'll tell him when he calls me.
Carter Smith?
What's the news, Johnny?
They'll pay, I think.
They will. They are not stupid.
You'd better get off the line before they trace the call.
Don't worry. They need more time.
You think they're listening?
I'm sure. And they'll understand they must move fast.
Buckin.
Oh, don't you ever sleep.
Had to see you.
At 3 a.m.
It was urgent. Oh, sorry, Rats. You really ought to take it easy.
Oh, for once I really tried. I went fishing with Timmy, they pulled me back. Then Aunt Oriana had a bad fall and I had to spend half the night with her. Oh, got home only an hour ago.
Come on, I'll make you some coffee.
Oh, thanks.
You must take it easy.
Now, where have I heard that before?
I meant it.
Okay, it's a deal. You give up the birds and I stop smoking. Now, what's so urgent?
Remember Snooky?
Yes. One of your old informers who owns that snooker joint.
He's just told me more about the triads. They're bragging quite openly that the police are in their pockets.
Big words.
I think there's more to it. And it can't wait. How can I get out of this job?
Ask. Ask the Prime Minister.
Seriously?
I'm serious. There's no way. Everybody wants a view on it except me. Must be something very special. So go ahead and enjoy it. It may make you the next commissioner.
I wouldn't want to sink that low. Maxine?
Don't shoot, officer. Please don't shoot. I'm just a defenseless girl.
Why didn't you put on any light?
Waiting is more romantic in the dark.
I didn't expect you here.
That's a fine welcome. I thought you'd be pleased not to be alone in London.
Sorry, it's a lovely surprise.
Too late. The damage is done. On second thoughts, you might, just might, find a way to make me forgive you.
I must be up at 6. I'm expected at number 10 at 7 in the morning.
You are going up in the world. What's it all about?
Can't tell. Very hush-hush.
Oh, well, breakfast at number 10. 11's is at number 11. It's all in a day's work, I suppose.
Right on time, Mr. Buchan. Come in.
Good morning, Colonel.
Coffee?
Please.
Well?
I think we have no choice. I'm sorry.
It's all right. We had no right to expect miracles from you.
But of course, it's not the end of it.
I cannot authorize any foolhardy venture.
We can't let them get away with it. They'd only come back for more.
It would still buy us time to do something about the bomb and the wreck itself.
But their plan has a weakness. We get them when they pick up the bulk of the money.
I admire your determination, but I cannot share any responsibility for the risks you may take. I can't ever admit any knowledge of your activities.
It's understood.
Right. And what's your plan?
The money will be in the boot of the chauffeur-driven rover. A private detective is employed to follow and watch it constantly from a second car. I've, well, persuaded him to allow my men to help him.
They'll ask questions.
Everybody will.
I know. I've already had discreet inquiries from several of your superiors, including Karen and Allerton. I sidestepped it, of course. But there'll be pressure on you. They don't like to be kept in the dark.
It's more romantic, I'm told.
But not funny, and they're not amused.
I know. It's up to you to get me all I need from them.
What's that?
India 99, the police chopper, a dozen motorbikes with plainclothes riders, and a dozen unmarked cars and vans with drivers to work shifts. And that's only for starters.
I'll see what I can do.
And I need Sergeant Walsh. We'll have to make an ex gratia payment.
I'll try.
Now, the bank. Can you arrange the cash by noon?
It's done. It was mere contingency planning.
The payoff must go smoothly, just as they wanted it, to convince them that we've given into everything. The money must be in the courtroom itself, and when Grandma greets
him... There's a minor hit.
What?
The governor's refused to play his part.
Oh.
He slipped out of the country and can't be reached. MacDougall, his deputy, will have to do it for him.
Smithy might refuse to take it from him.
You can't be serious.
I am. He wants the cash, all right. But to him, there's a lot more to it.
Can't be helped. MacDougall is all we have.
That's the rover. And that's Smith, sir.
From up here, he doesn't look like some master criminal.
They rarely do.
And too elegant by half.
It's to mark the occasion.
With that ridiculous crimson handkerchief.
It's his style, sir.
Delightful. Now, before he gets here, you'll have to sign some papers.
Papers?
Pure formality, you understand. These will appoint you to the boards of some non-existent organizations, and these are the receipts for the money on behalf of those organizations.
Eclampsia Research Council?
Something to do with pregnant women and epilepsy. Nothing to be ashamed of. Go on. We need them only for the books, and anyway, that one there is your resignation from the board. And that over there, yes. Thank you. Come in.
Come in, Mr. Smith.
Cutter Smith, if you don't mind.
Of course. This is Mr...
Mr. MacDougall. Delighted to see you, absolutely delighted.
Have we...
Of course we've met. Oh, no, you wouldn't remember.
I'm afraid the governor is abroad and couldn't be reached in time to be present.
Well, that's a pity. But you've nothing to fear, Superintendent. Mr. MacDougall is a most delightful substitute. I see the money over there. Yes. Yes, quite a sight. And I assume my 100,000's already been transferred to my account.
About an hour ago.
Good, your word is good enough for me. Now, would you mind helping me spread it all on the table? This is the table where the board decides the weekly MLR, I presume.
Indeed.
Beautiful. The 150-color carpet, the famous indoor weather vane, and a 2-day clock. It's just like in the pictures.
Indeed. And now...
No, dear MacDougall, don't leave us. Condition of acceptance was that Grandma would be here throughout the handover, so you'll kindly stay and deputize. Put it over there, Mr. Buckham, will you? We won't bother to count it, because it should just fill this suitcase, give or take a thigh or two. But I'll make a few spot checks in case one of your minions decided to mark some notes against your crystal-clear instructions. Ah...
Perhaps you could enlighten me about the circumstances where we're supposed to have met.
Oh, Brunei, of course. You used to call me dear fellow.
Brunei?
That's right. 1966. You must remember the money transfer, which you said would be illegal, and you realize the risk I'd have to take. But it was very much in Britain's interest, and Her Majesty's government, not to mention the bank itself, would be most grateful, or was it eternally grateful?
But of course, I remember now.
A pity you didn't when I wrote to you for the job you promised as an expression of gratitude.
Must have been some administrative mix-up. I'll make the most vigorous inquiries why it never reached me.
You know something. Even my wife thought I was a criminal when I was only helping Sterling like a true patriot.
My dear fellow, but this is monstrous. If we could come to some mutually satisfactory arrangement...
Oh, it's too late.
You must be fully compensated, of course.
Yes, and full immunity. You say it, Mr. Barton.
Well... We could work out something.
And an apology for the letter informing me that I was not known to the bank.
If you like.
Then go ahead, Mr. MacDougall. It was you who answered the letter that never reached you.
Very clever, Smithy. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Yes?
Could you put the Geiger counter on that chair, please?
Mr. Buchan, Sergeant Walsh for you.
Thanks. Hello?
Will you be long up there?
Don't think so.
Because we're ready. The cars are in position and India 99 is overhead.
And you?
I've done a beautiful job. Fixed a locating beeper on the rover. Among metal parts, it's undetectable when not in use. It can then be activated by remote control from another car.
Perfect. That's the control.
You're sure that Chummy hasn't spotted it?
He used a Hanel Wesley bug detector that wouldn't find the Eiffel Tower on a clear day.
Thanks, Walshy. Have you fixed his house?
That's all wired up. We've 9 independent voice-activated transmitters in there. You should be able to hear an old lady's artificial leg creaking if you wanted.
A great prospect. Don't get too close.
Well, you must guess we're on his tail.
That's the trouble. It doesn't seem to bother him. Who's up in front with the private detective?
San Patel.
Oscar Victor 1 to Oscar Victor 10. Come in, Victor 10.
Go ahead, Victor 1.
Got Chummy in sight?
Yes, Gov. Just reaching Bloomsbury Square.
Use the bleeper only if you lose that rover. But if that happens, you better bite on your suicide pill before I find you.
Yes, Gov. Oh.
What was that?
The rover's turning down the ramp of the underground parking.
Okay, stick to it. Step on it, Walshy. It may be the pickup attempt. Oscar Victor 1 to all units. Suspects enter Bloomsbury Underground Parking. Seal all exits in the entire square until further instructions. Victor 10, have you the rover in sight? Victor 10, have you the rover in sight? Victor 10, come in, Victor 10.
Oh, that's neat. If he's underground, we'll probably lose all contact.
Bleeper.
We're losing it.
Charming.
I can't see our escort.
Oh, they must have been held up for a few seconds at the ticket barrier. And the ramp's in constant turn. There. There they come.
Right, I'll have lunch in Sicilian Avenue and meet you back here at 3:00.
All right.
In the meantime, get some lunch for those two chaps because they'll have to watch the car.
I could lock the boot.
No need. They'll be here. It's their job.
Did you see them?
Yes, sir. Both cars were parked. The suspect was walking towards the pedestrian exit.
Good. Oscar Victor 1 to all units. Remain in positions, but do not interfere with general traffic in area. Oscar Victor 7 to follow Chummy on foot, but do not interfere with his movement in any way.
This could be a long wait.
Hello, stranger.
Hello. It's not the only record I have, you know.
What do you mean?
You played the same when I got home last time, didn't you?
That was 3 days ago. Aren't you surprised that I've waited for you at all?
I can't answer. That's a leading question.
Why?
If I say yes, I'm surprised, it admits my guilt of absence. If I say no, it makes me a conceited pig, expecting you to wait for me at all times.
Coward. Oh, are you expecting anyone?
Yes.
Wait, just...
Can't. I'm still on duty. Come in. Maxine, this is Walshy.
What does one say at 0200? Good evening, night, morning, good what?
Good God. I mean, good God, what a pretty woman. And thank her for the snack she's going to make for us.
Is she really?
Only because we're starving and must talk while I shower and rush out again.
Great. Hello, Walshy. Goodbye, Walshy. I'll be best man when you marry Buchan.
Lion taming must be a holiday after that.
Come on.
Well, don't you want me to...
I'm not shy. Come on in. Where's the list you've worked out?
You were right. There is a pattern in his movements.
Question. Is it because it's in Chummy's character, or is it to create an opportunity for the pickup?
Both, I guess.
Agreed.
The rover's booked for an indefinite period. At night, it's parked in front of Chummy's house. It's watched by that crummy private dick. Driver reports at 0830. Mornings are for shopping. Chummy tries to buy everything in sight for the cripple.
And she makes it a favour to accept the mink.
Right.
12:45, 12:50, parking in Bloomsbury Square. Lunch in Sicilian Avenue, where he's known as a regular.
Afternoons?
Rest, or a movie, or more shopping. Dinner at the Savoy. Home by 2200, driver dismissed. Chance for us to stretch in that wretched trailer.
The pride of the Metropolitan Police. Pass me that towel, will you?
All right.
Thanks.
Driver's back at 08:30. Shopping and more shopping. Bloomsbury Square by 12:45.
We're running 3 minutes ahead of schedule today. Oscar Victor 1 to all units. Take up usual positions off the square. Lunch arrangements as before. Oscar Victor 10. Come in, Victor 10.
Go ahead, Victor 1.
Oh, it's you again.
Nice of you to recognize me, sir.
Everything okay?
Yes, sir. We're just entering the garage. Could you send us up some little grub, sir?
Sure. Let's go, Walshy. I'll buy you a beer on the way.
Come on. It's the slowest ticket machine this side of Bombay.
Fools! Get out of the way!
Will this do?
Fine. I know the girl in the bar.
Victor 9 to Victor 1.
What's up, Victor 9?
The rover's coming slowly up the ramp.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Uniformed driver, suspect in black hat with that red fancy hanky.
Registration number?
Ah, it's been changed.
I can't believe we'll fall for that.
Gov, it's another one.
Another what?
Black rover, with driver and chummy inside.
Is Patel behind him?
No, it's a mini. But there's a third rover behind that.
That's it. Step on it, Walshy.
Okay.
Attention all units, seal square and garage.
All three going in different directions.
Okay. Nearest units intercept rovers and hold all occupants. India 99. Have you got them in sight?
Roger. One's in Great Russell Street. And Gov?
Yes?
I can see Oscar Victor 7 following suspect and his driver on foot towards Sicilian Arcade.
Good man. Thanks. Victor 1 to Victor 7. Apprehend both men and bring them to the garage.
It's got to be the pickup attempt.
There may be a fourth rover still underground. Come on. It's over there. Open the boot.
I'll try.
Never mind the paintwork. It's gone. We've lost it.
Ah, Buchan. At least you haven't lost your punctuality.
I'm sorry, Colonel.
Scotch?
Please.
That's the spirit. Well, let's have it. I'm intrigued by the genius who outwitted you.
Genius? I'd put my money on someone with a great deal of understanding of human nature and police procedures.
Are you suggesting
I don't know, sir. A man, presumably the principal, hired three identical cars with drivers from the same firm that supplied the first rover.
You have his description, I suppose.
Sure. Big fat man with a badly swollen face covered by a scarf. In other words, it could be almost anyone. The drivers were to report to the underground exit counter and pick up one passenger each.
Who were?
Male models. Their uniforms were supplied, of course, complete with crimson handkerchiefs, etc. They were recruited by a big fat man with a toothache.
What about the original car?
According to that driver, it was diverted by the car park attendant, a Sikh, who directed him towards the first opening into the upward spiral where he was to park. That's exactly where we found the car eventually.
But why wasn't your escort right behind it?
The suspect was always a couple of turns ahead because of the ticket barrier, but easily caught up with. This time our man couldn't catch up because a hired van pulled out across his path.
What about the money?
It was taken, presumably by the Sikh. He must have been driving the mini sandwiched between the rovers as they left the garage.
Registration number?
Nobody noted it. They were too busy watching the accumulation of suspects. It was probably maroon, but even that isn't 100%.
Well, that's it then.
Not quite. For one thing, the Mini must have been hidden somewhere nearby, or it's kept normally in the area, because after a few minutes, I had the chopper looking out for it, but it had disappeared.
What's the other thing?
They'll relax now. They've won. For once, we'll have the initiative.
But they have the bomb.
I can work quietly.
No, I cannot authorize it.
I need men and equipment.
But we cannot antagonize your chiefs any further. They'll want to know what it's all about.
All I want is a fighting chance before they come back for more. And until you can do something about the wreck itself...
Well, I'll see what I can do. But no promises.
Good to see you, Sarah. You've just missed Moo. She's gone to look after Aunt Oriana.
Oh, sorry. I've just dropped in.
Good. I haven't seen you. I mean, outside the big house since you were... re-separated?
Widowed is the word.
But your bereavement wasn't the reason for your long absence, was it?
Well, you know how it is. Mm. When a marriage breaks up, usually you stay friends with one or the other, and as Buchan's your oldest friend...
Come on, out with it, Sarah. Out, out, out.
Buchan's in trouble.
He's like a chronic disease. You can't get him out of your system.
You must help him.
What's wrong?
I don't quite know. Karen's after him, and Allerton. They'll get him.
What do you mean, get him?
It's just a feeling. Hmm? Nobody seems to know what he's doing, and they want to find out. They keep questioning me.
Do they?
I mean, I can see why. Well, Buchan hardly ever comes in. He works from home. He looks worried, and he doesn't sleep well, I can tell.
Well...
Oh, don't say.
What?
That his new girl may be too demanding. It's not that. I can read his face, and I know that he's in trouble.
Sorry, darling. We'll not discuss this any further.
I know. You and Buchan never discuss business in private or love life at work.
And we're not going to change the rules now. Not with him. Not with you.
Listen, Walshy. Just listen.
But I can't lie, and my principal knew it. He knew I'd remember every word he said. He said, but you can't get out of me what I don't know. And I won't even need a hotel.
His words?
Precisely. He knew how to get the Prime Minister's private number, how the bank bundles notes, how long it would take you to trace a phone call, how to blow up that boy right under your noses.
See what I mean, Walshy?
They'll be prisoners of their inaction and present impotence wrapped in their false public image, whereby the simple opportunity for this perfect crime arises.
Just as your principal said.
Correct.
Yes, you're right. Could be a cop or a literate villain.
Or some civil servant with a legal turn of phrase.
If these really are the principal's words...
Got to be. Smithy's memory is like a parrot's. He'd never use hotel for hiding place, or fix or a corner for a cut, or big house for the yard.
Yeah. A villain or a cop.
Then how about this?
Jail. My principal thought that for warning the bank, I'd deserve a commendation rather than a jail sentence.
Some army background. An officer.
Maybe. With real expert knowledge of disguise, police routines in the estuary, diving, explosives, electronics, remote control bomb construction, and even sonar-type equipment for underwater transmission.
Those last few of his talents you've never mentioned, of course.
Quite.
But I'm still not supposed to know.
Or even guess.
Allerton kept pressing me for a guess.
Did you know he'd done a stretch with the Hong Kong police?
Yeah. And so did loads of other top brass, with Karen himself heading the list. What made you think of it?
Just a chain of associations leading to the triads and Hong Kong and Allerton, who were supposed to clean up corruption out there. This Montgomery case is just the sort of criminal blockbuster the triads might love to muscle in on.
You know, it's incredible how bad my hearing is. Did you say anything?
Not a word. Could you put together a shopping list for an underwater bomb?
Sure. But if you want to trace the maker on that basis, pull in a younger man. I won't live long enough.
Oh?
Virtually everything would be available over the counter. The jelly would be a bit of a problem, but not too much.
Detonator?
Well, if you could afford to buy a pint or two for a thirsty quaddy man.
You could get a genuine ICI product in a presentation box.
How about electronics?
What electronics?
A timer.
Nothing to it. Even better if you buy the chips and make it yourself for the right shape and size.
Chips? What chips?
Well, the sort that can count seconds. And when time's up, it'll switch on an automated oven or open a bank safe or detonate your bomb.
And if you wanted it under remote control?
Yes, I see what your problem is.
Don't.
Okay, I don't see what your problem is. But if I wanted remote control, I'd insert a master code and place a decoder between the timer and the radio receiver. The decoder would check the incoming signal and accept or ignore commands.
And now the $64,000 question. Who could put all this together?
Anybody above the level of a radio-controlled boat enthusiast? Ah, but there's a $64 million question. Underwater transmission.
What about it?
The range is limited. Good equipment is hard to come by, and the source is quite easily traceable.
You know the dealers?
I'm beginning to see why your flattering choice fell on me.
I don't.
Just a sec, Maxine. How quickly could you check out the dealers?
Oh, do you mean over the weekend?
Please, I'll be here from now on.
I thought we were to go out tonight.
Oh, yes, sorry. But we'll be back at midnight. And come and have lunch with us on Sunday, whatever happens.
Oh, yes, please do, Walshy. I wouldn't know what to talk about with Buck, and it's so lonely, just the two of us.
They never stop.
We'll move soon.
Well, not with me, if you pay the stolen money.
I found a dream of a bungalow. We can view it on Monday.
I'm at Roehampton on Monday.
I'll get you the best limb fitter privately.
No, thanks.
He'll come to us. You won't have to keep appointments, rain or shine.
And lose my friends there.
You never had any friends.
I have now, and they agree with me about you.
You didn't tell them, did you?
No. I was too ashamed.
Third, please, miss.
How about a drink at the Crown, mister?
They're almost closing. And Walshy, my call.
Oh, there's plenty of
it's
time.
It's 10:30, and I've work to do.
But it's always the same.
I'm sure I didn't leave the light on.
Well, let's call the police.
I am the police.
Well, if it's a thief, he may not be alone.
I'll keep them inside. You go and phone 999 from the caretaker's office.
Oh, don't. Buchan, don't. Buchan!
Hey, what's this? We had an earthquake.
We had visitors.
What's missing?
Nothing. I caught them.
Who was it? Kids?
No. Why did you think of that?
Well, too much damage for pros.
They could have been looking for something.
What do you mean, the tapes?
Why not? But how would they know the tapes were here?
How many people knew that you were working from home?
Very few. Allerton, Karen, perhaps Rattray.
Then add me to the list?
Yes, you. And Maxine. You two also knew I hadn't expected to be back here before midnight.
You're mad.
I know. But look at it from my point of view. While I was on the immigration job, somebody seemed to be taking a special interest in my work. The same may be happening in this case. We're still looking for that Minnie in Bloomsbury. All right, it's a very long shot, but I keep hearing that somebody else is also making inquiries.
Well, then here's something else to feed your paranoia. That's why I came back now. The first few dealers I contacted told me that someone with a real cock and bull story was asking similar questions in the trade.
Who was it?
I didn't know.
But why?
Search me.
I shouldn't really involve you.
Well, you can't work on your own. At some point, everybody must trust someone. Might as well be me.
Yeah. At the last count, even Cutter Smith must have faith in someone.
You mean his principal?
Yes. That must be it. A lifeline.
It don't make sense, you know.
What would you do if your security depended on just one man? Would you risk losing contact?
No.
That's it. You might agree to knowing nothing, to having blind faith. But one thing you'd insist upon, wouldn't you?
That a lifeline?
A chance to cry wolf, if you're in trouble.
So?
We'll cause trouble. He'll be stopped and searched and harassed again and again. I must see Allerton right away.
What now? It's midnight.
Sorry, it's well past my bedtime, you know.
Sorry, Gov.
You really want to get a dozen men and all the hardware as of now.
I have no choice.
You know I can't authorize bugs and telephone taps.
Yes, Gov.
Oh, don't be so condescending. I'm still your boss, you know.
Yes, Gov, but this is something special, and you knew it when you insisted on picking me for the job.
I didn't.
I believe...
I don't care what you believe. I was against picking you. It was Rattray who insisted.
He said it was you. And Mr. Cowan.
Rubbish. With due respect, of course.
He told me quite clearly...
Then his memory must have failed him. And Cowan will bear out every word. Not that that makes any difference.
No, sir. But I must have the cars and the men now.
Open up!
You can't do that.
With orders to search the premises.
Johnny, what's going on?
Have you got a warrant?
We don't need one.
You have no right.
Under the Official Secrets Act 1911 and the Explosives Act 1875, in cases of great urgency, a superintendent may issue a written order of search.
What superintendent?
Police superintendent. I happen to be one. Good morning, Smithy.
You.
The name's Buckin. Get on with it, lads. There may be hidden in the furniture.
In my furniture?
Check everything. If in doubt, cut it open.
No!
Shut up, Smithy.
Superintendent, let me fetch a leg.
Sergeant, get the leg.
Yes, Gov.
And search it. Come on. All right. Where is it?
Where's what?
You know perfectly well.
I don't, honestly.
Honestly, you...
Please believe me. Leave...
No, leave that alone.
Nothing will be damaged if you cooperate.
Tell me how.
Are you trying to question me?
Of course not.
But you refuse to tell me.
I don't.
Then tell me.
What do you want to know?
The settee!
You see what your silence is doing to her?
I tell you anything.
So you admit you know?
Please. No, please.
That's enough, lads. Look at the state of the place. None of this would happen if you didn't obstruct us in doing our job.
I didn't.
Lucky I won't charge you with an assault on a police officer this time, but we'll be back soon.
You.
Yes?
Police. We have to search you.
Me?
And your wife. Or would you prefer to be taken to the station?
But why?
Section 66. You've been noticed to be acting in a furtive manner.
And your behaviour gave rise to reasonable suspicion that you might be having or conveying something stolen or off your mind.
You'll cry.
Wouldn't you, Walshy? In 4 days, he's been raided 3 times, stopped and searched at every corner, cautioned for attempted exposure, mistaken for other criminals, and thrown out of restaurants for alleged rowdyism. Wouldn't it make you cry?
I'm only surprised you can keep it up.
I must rattle him.
That's not fair.
It makes me puke. But somebody somewhere is laughing at me. I hear the chuckles all the time, and I've had enough. One more raid, then the final blow tomorrow. After that, we'll sit back and wait.
What for?
For him to grab his lifeline.
If he has one.
Could be a rendezvous, a phone call, a signal...
Pity? Can't you see the state he's in?
I'm sorry.
I'd never have guessed.
And I pity him because he's no real criminal.
Thank you, Mr. Buckley.
Then why don't you leave him alone?
Because it's my job.
Well, what do you want from us?
A deal. Information for sympathy and leniency.
What if we refuse?
Did you say we? Us? You mean you side with me for once?
Spare me the violence, will you?
You said we refused.
All right. You'll share the experience of being the losers in a big way.
Look, I know Johnny's a loser. I knew it when I married him. But he's had a tough life. He's been cheated all round. Can't he ever be a winner?
Not in this game, no.
I'm a winner now.
Are you, my pet? Look at yourself. Look at your home and your wife. We've wiped the floor with you and we'll do it again and again.
Victoria Limousines, can I help you?
This is Mr. Cutter Smith.
Oh, yes.
It's 10:30, and my car isn't here yet.
Oh, isn't it a shame? Even the driver said it must be a mistake. Oh, I mean the bank's, not ours, sir.
What are you talking about?
Well, we're not supposed to know, sir, but your check for last week's rental... Well, how shall I put it?
They refused to honour it.
Well, if you mean it bounced, yeah, sort of. Hello? Pig.
Do you have to do that?
I'm sorry.
We mustn't let it get on our nerves, Walshy.
No. Sorry. Look, but we may be wrong.
I may be wrong.
He's made no move since you froze his account.
Gov.
What?
He's picked up the phone. You want to listen?
Yes. Walshy?
Yeah?
Dial counter.
Running.
It's a Bloomsbury number.
That's it. It must be.
Subscriber section. 0211. Ready to identify it.
How long will it take?
Seconds.
Alert Central. Get all units to Bloomsbury.
Yes? I'm in trouble. Go on.
I've got it. Bassani, number 7, Museum Mansions.
Out with it, Johnny. Out. It's an open line. Don't worry.
I'm off. Throw a cordon round that building. Seal it.
You're still talking, Gov?
Isn't he worried about a trace?
No, he's promising retaliation.
Any news from Central?
The first unit's reached Museum Mansions. He's off the line now.
Is that building sealed?
Sorry, sir, there was nobody at home in number 7.
That's impossible.
The door was locked. We had to break in, and I had men just everywhere. At the entrance, under the window.
You were late.
I wouldn't know, sir, but when we got here, your man was still on the blower, according to Sergeant Walsh.
Then the pulse counter made a mistake. Get Walsh here.
Uh-oh. Very neat.
Come on, Walshy, give.
It's an American technique of pooled wires. They call it a cheese box.
What does it do?
It fools you. Look, incoming lines go to terminal points on this panel. Mm-hmm. You loosen these screws here and change some connections. Then if you dial the Bassani number, it'll ring there and in another flat too. On prearranged days, of course.
For emergencies.
Right.
Which means that he knew the Bassani flat would be empty on Saturdays when he'd have regular and legitimate access to another flat in the block.
That's correct.
Then what are you waiting for? Trace that secondary connection.
Waste of time.
He must still be in the building.
Don't you know these old mansions? Each entrance serves only 4 or 6 flats. Number 7 belongs to entrance B, and we're at...
D.
In figures. Chummy could still be on the blower when our men knocked. He'd then come down here, remove the temporary hookup, and walk out unseen while we sealed entrance B round the corner.
Okay. Where's the caretaker's office?
A cup of tea, sir.
No, thanks. Is this the full list of tenants?
Yes, sir. And I can vouch for every one of them.
How about Bassani?
Oh, he's in television, but a real gentleman. Always at home by 10 o'clock.
Which are the flats served by entrance D?
Here, sir.
Baker, Page, Ketteringham. Oh, Ketteringham.
Who's he?
She, sir, she. A very dear old lady. Never a word of complaint, though she's suffering a lot since they had to cut her leg off. I mean, it's not easy to keep going out to Roehampton now that she can't drive.
What's her car? A maroon Mini?
Oh, that's a clever guess, if I may say so. Oh, are you all right, sir?
Yes. Walshy, yeah. Number 20. Ketteringham. Initial O.
For Oriana. Unusual name, isn't it?
Rattray.
Buck in here. I want to see you right away at my place.
What's the big excitement?
I've just been to see Aunt Oriana. Half an hour?
What makes you think I'll come along?
I've got the Mini. Half an hour, for the sake of Mew and the kids.
Would you mind explaining...
Never mind. I want you to go with the inspector over there to arrest Cutter Smith. Take him in and hold him on blackmail or something. Interference with shipping. Use your imagination.
Nice little car.
Isn't it just?
I thought you disliked minis.
Are you just going out?
Not if you have a better proposition.
Tomorrow, love. I'm expecting a visitor.
And my absence would be appreciated. Is she pretty?
Terrific. One other thing. Would you mind leaving your Ferrari in the street for a few days?
Well, there's plenty of room in the garage.
I know, but this is a borrowed car and I feel responsible, so I want to lock up.
Aren't you going to ask me in?
Come in, rats.
I saw your bird.
Oh, yeah?
And I saw you parking that Mini.
Before you get any fancy ideas, I better tell you the money's no longer inside it.
What?
You should have asked what money. But don't worry. I have it stashed away.
Am I summoned to hear that, or is the main lecture to follow?
Climb down, rats. This is serious.
I understand. I'm sorry I failed to keep you out of this Montgomery job.
It's no good. Allerton told me it was you who insisted on choosing me.
Really?
The trouble is that it doesn't make sense. To you, I was a bigger risk than any other cop because I alone could connect you easily with Aunt Oriana.
So?
So, you must have had a reason after all. Perhaps you thought I might take pity on you and let you run.
Will you?
No.
Buchan, you're bluffing.
Do you really think so, Master Principal?
Mm-hmm. It's a passable imitation, but you'll have to try harder or run me in.
Is that what you want?
It's your duty to catch the villain and charge him.
Not this time.
What's the difference?
Your kids and Mew are the difference. And something else. There won't be a police Watergate.
Your decision?
Yes.
I thought you were the absolute copper. No politics, no diplomacy, just right and wrong cops and robbers.
You were mistaken. And perhaps you have something up your sleeve. Perhaps you hope to wriggle out of it, if I take you in.
It would be clever of me, wouldn't it?
It won't happen. You have 24 hours. That should give you a chance to kill yourself and do a favor to your family and the job.
What if I make a run for it?
I hope you will, because you won't get far. I'll hunt you down and kill you. With pleasure. Buchan? What? Okay. Keep in touch. Cutter Smith's dead.
Oh, no.
Should we go and see him?
Oh, I didn't think he'd kill himself.
How do you know he did?
I'm guessing.
You're wrong. He was tortured to death.
Then you must believe me.
Why?
People are tortured to give away something. What would I want from him?
Maybe part of your cover-up.
I wouldn't need that, would I?
I don't know.
You squeezed him to make him cry for help. What if others tortured him to find out what he knew?
What others?
The heavies who killed your police sergeant. He was after the triads, wasn't he? What if the triads were after Cutter Smith and the £1 million?
You're a clever liar.
You know the triads have begun to skim the takings off even the biggest villains. You told me so yourself, but you had no evidence. What if I found a way to trap them? What if I created a monumental crime that would surely draw them out?
How would they know about it?
Through corruption at the top in the big house, as you've always said.
Keep on wriggling.
I'm only telling you why I did it.
If you had an honest motive, you'd have told me in advance.
I couldn't. To make it look real, it had to be real. They'd have sussed it otherwise. And it had to be a real detective job to make it convincing.
I might have failed.
Oh, I trusted
you. Rubbish!
I'm a dying man, Buchan. Give me a chance.
What chance?
Run me in. Arrest me.
No way.
It would get to their top man. It must be one of the two, Allerton or Karen. He'd try to make a deal with me. Offer my freedom for the control of the Montgomery.
I told you, no police Watergate.
Okay. Let me make just 2 phone calls.
To double-cross me?
Colonel Wade?
This is Deputy Commissioner Karen. I must see you right away. It's about Superintendent Buchan.
Buchan? Who's that?
Now, look. I know I'm not supposed to know anything, but I had a call from Assistant Commissioner Rattray. He said that Buchan found the money and the control unit and tried to keep both.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Buchan can be apprehended at Snooky's.
Where?
It's a snooker cafe in Wapping, suspected to be a hotel for villains. Rattray thought that Buchan might be hiding there. Snooky's a friend of his.
Yes?
I'm sorry to trouble you, but I must see Mr. Allison. It's terribly urgent.
Well, he's busy right now.
Who is it, dear?
It's me, Maxine.
It's all right, dear. I'll see her. Come in, Maxine.
You shouldn't have come here.
I had no choice.
You might have been followed.
I was. I lost them at Holland Park.
You could have phoned.
No. It's too important. I know where that Minnie is.
Really?
Yes. But first things first. Chen Wenxi promised me personally that this is the last time if I succeed.
I'm sure his word will be respected by everyone. You're off the hook.
And nothing will happen to Buchan.
I couldn't guarantee that.
Then no maroon mini.
That's enough. Maxine, if I repeated this to certain people, you'd be in trouble. The Triads don't like to be blackmailed, least of all by their own servants.
Well, if you wish to play it that way, I could mention to certain people that your men almost killed Buchan together with that Chinese sergeant, the dye was planted on him successfully, but you almost messed it up, that the break-in at his flat was a botch-up job by your men. Shall I go on?
Don't, because you're late anyway. I had a call from Mr. Rattray. He's a conscientious cop and would have felt biased and restricted in bringing charges against his friend.
What charges?
Well, your hero was talking a lot about being fed up with the job and wanting to get out, and Rattray grew suspicious. It turned out that Buchan was trying to make a nest egg for premature retirement.
Impossible.
It's a fact. I could hardly avoid chuckling when Rattray told me about a very large sum of cash and some mysterious blackmail device used in a case Buchan had investigated. Apparently the cash was in the mini and...
Buchan kept it?
Tried to.
But now you have it?
Not yet.
Then you need me to find the mini.
No. I have something much better. A deal with Buchan.
He never makes deals.
No. We promised to get him to Hong Kong and build him a new identity with his share of $1 million. So he promised to swap his mini for the Ferrari.
My Ferrari?
Yes. A Ferrari is always convincing. And you've always claimed it goes like a bomb.
Get in, Maxine.
Where's Buchan?
When you called the Yard, they told you, I believe, that we can't contact him for a while. That's why they put you under me.
Oh, don't play games, Walshy. This is serious. Buchan's involved in a deal, swapping a lot of cash for an escape route.
How do you know?
I was in on the deal, that's how...
You realize that this amounts to some sort of a confession?
Yes. Now, will you help me find Buchan before he gets into trouble?
Oh, don't worry. He took precautions.
Oh, everybody did.
But he has 100 men at his disposal.
Including a bomb disposal man to clean up the Ferrari they'll give him.
What? What do you mean?
Yes. Radio him.
We can't. It's a precaution.
Well, can we reach him before the swap's made?
Well, if what you say is true, it's our only chance.
Can we make it?
It's only down the road.
Attention, blue and green. Phase one completed.
Damn.
What is that?
Swaps me. Blue 7 to Central. Imperative to locate and stop Green 2. It may be bomb.
There!
What?
The Ferrari. Get in front of it.
Don't get out, Maxine. Maxine! Wait!
Wade here?
Yes. It's for you.
Ah, thanks. Karen?
Oh, I see. Yes, carry on as planned.
What?
Yes, as planned.
Sounds bad news, what?
The Ferrari blew up.
Oh.
I wish you could tell me more.
There's no need for you to know. Buchan's evidently miscalculated something, but it may even help the outcome of the operation.
Snooky?
Aye?
What happened?
You're quashed, that's what.
By whom?
The governor.
Rattray?
Aye. Give me a fiver to look after you.
He's taken the mini.
Aye. Said it was worth a Ferrari. This was something he himself had to do.
Yes, right away, sir. Mr. Buchan, this way, please. Colonel Wade will see you now.
Come in, come in. It's always nice to see a dead man walk as vigorously as that. What? Not funny. Huh. Well, can't blame you. Scotch?
Make it a large one, sir. If the Treasury can afford it.
I may have to ask for a chit.
Sure. I'm getting used to signing fakes.
Cheers. I was honestly pleased when I heard that it was the other chap who was incinerated in the Ferrari.
Rattray was my best friend.
You now believe him, do you?
He left full documentation of every move he'd made.
But how come he suspected a link between the triads and the top policeman in the first place?
He took my word for it, but called my remarks groundless accusations to make me produce the proof.
And you failed?
Progress was too slow. And then Rattray heard that he had cancer. He decided to make a desperate but ingenious move, to bait the triads. He knew he had to make it look real, and at the end, it was so convincing that when I found that maroon mini in his aunt's garage, I could have killed him in cold blood.
Why didn't you?
Only because much of his argument sounded right. I must have been spied on during the immigration job, and again in this case. They knew what I was doing and tried to get ahead of me.
So you were ready to suspect your girl?
I was ready to suspect myself.
Yet in the final analysis, you trusted Rattray.
I didn't. Not when he made the phone calls to Allerton and Karen to discover how each would react. Not when Karen called you while Allerton got in touch with me and suggested the deal. I meant not to trust Rattray for a second. Yet for one second, I did. I turned my back on him at Snooky's, and he coshed me.
Well, he was your friend. He had to take the final risk. It was his scheme, and it was perfect.
Not quite.
Why?
There are gaps in the evidence. And when the Attorney General...
Well, you shouldn't worry too much about the details. I mean, not in these fortunate circumstances.
What circumstances?
You see, it'll be impossible to prosecute anyone because of the tragic accident.
What accident?
Listen carefully. This will be remembered as a top-level operation which netted several leaders of the triads. Rattray, Allerton and Linley carried out the arrests, and they were on their way with the suspects to the yard when the police van went out of control.
And no.
It's sad, very sad indeed, to lose such top men at a moment of their great triumph, but what can we do?
You had them just bumped off.
Nonsense. You can't believe that Her Majesty's government would authorize anything like that, can you?
You would, wouldn't you?
You overestimate me, my dear fellow. And right now, Mr. Karen is investigating the possibility of sabotage.
Good, I'll give him a hand.
You can't. You'll be too busy helping to prepare your colleagues' commendations, which would lead to suitable awards, bestowed, alas, posthumously.
Bastard.
They died in the course of their duty in the highest tradition of the service. Whatever you may say now, that's just how you wanted it. Didn't you? No Watergate? No scandal. Right? Right. Which leaves only your girl's fate to be decided.
If she survives.
Yes, I hear she's in a poor state. I'm sorry.
She was too near the Ferrari when I went up.
Shame. She thought you were in that car and tried to save you.
So I'm told.
Then it's only fair to leave her fate to you.
Thank you. I'll ask for special permission to visit her regularly in Holloway.
Don't be foolish. How can we prosecute her and another few extras in the show when we have no stars left for the court case?
Oh, it's like that, is it?
Administratively, it would be tricky. Just like the formal return of the million you still hold.
What million?
You didn't really leave it in that mini, did you?
I wouldn't know if it was there in the first place. Administratively, I wouldn't know where it could have come from. Or why.
Now, listen.
I always do, sir. That's how I heard about that £1 million special cash budget being set up.
What budget?
Something to do with the compensation of widows and orphans of police heroes. And also the exploration of some dangerous wreck somewhere near Sheerness. I hear it's still there, full of bombs.
In view of the growing oil traffic and increased traffic generally in the estuary, will the Home Secretary assure the House that the wreck at Sheerness will be rendered harmless?
I can assure the House that the government is paying more attention to the Montgomery than the Honourable Member gives us credit for. The risk of the blockbuster effect has been investigated thoroughly, and there's no danger from natural or accidental causes or malicious interference.
In Blockbuster by Stephen Barley. Brian Cox played Superintendent Buchan, Malcolm Hayes, Sergeant Walsh, Hayden Jones, Cutter Smith, and Peter Woodthorpe, Rattray. Maxine was played by Francis Jeter, Colonel Wade, Ian Lindsay, Winnie Cutter Smith, Hilda Kreisman, Sarah, Lolly Cockerell, McDougal, Philip Fox. Commander Allerton, Alan McClelland, Karen, John Rye, Linley, Michael Goldie, Sandra, Lisa Flanagan. Sergeant Patel, Sam Dastor, the River Police Sergeant, Joe Dunlop, the Woman Police Constable, Shirley Dixon, and the other policemen, David Gillies and Edward Halstead. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The play, which was based on the novel Blockbuster by Stephen Barley, was directed by Michael Heffernan.